Baltimore City Council President Jack Young was elevated to his post 6 years ago when then-Council President Stephanie Rawlings Blake became mayor. Young won his own term in a landslide in 2011, and he's running for re-election this year. But as WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports, he's facing a challenge.
Young says he accomplished a lot during the last 5 years, like creating a system for paying outstanding water bills and requiring city contractors to fill a majority of their jobs with city residents. And he says he'd like to do more, like bring more jobs to the city, open more opportunities for youth, make city government more transparent, and make the mayor's office a little bit weaker. He wants to remove two mayoral appointees from the Board of Estimates, for example.
I want to balance the Board of Estimates to the three elected officials so that there can be more collaboration between the mayor, the comptroller, and I.
But one person is standing between Young and the Democratic nomination, which in this city is equal to being elected. Kim Trueheart.
This rec center is here because I did whatever it took to get it, right?
Trueheart is Young's only challenger. She's a regular presence at City Hall, attending Council and Board of Estimates meetings. Outside of City Hall, she helped organize efforts to save the Liberty Rec Center in Forest Park and protested in front of a Rite Aid pharmacy after it was learned the company was blocking construction of a new supermarket in Howard Park. She's been called a citizen activist, but she prefers to be called an active citizen.
As a citizen, I can attend city council hearings. As a citizen, I can attend board meetings at BDC, at the school board, at the finance board. As a citizen, anybody can do what I'm doing.
Trueheart says she joked about challenging Young, but it stopped being a laughing matter as the filing deadline drew near, and she realized Young was about to run unopposed.
And I went down to the Board of Elections, and I put $150 on the counter, and I said, it is un-American for an incumbent in this city, as dramatically downtrodden as it is, to think that they could run unopposed.
The city native traveled the world, serving in the Navy and working for the federal government. She says she returned to Baltimore in 2010 because she wanted to make the city better. Trueheart says if elected, she would create a human services committee of the city council to oversee services to citizens that she called substandard.
And oftentimes, they lack sufficiency to the degree you may as well not even try to deliver them because you're doing it so poorly.
Trueheart and Young have not faced each other in a debate yet, and Young says he has no intention of doing so.
I don't think I need to debate Ms. Kim Trueheart.
Trueheart contends that Young doesn't want to engage with voters.
Because engaging with me requires him to engage with the voters. And so he is dissing the voters of Baltimore City, because where I am is where the voters are.
Young says the voters are clear about where he stands.
The citizens know my record. The citizens will reward me for my record. My record is clear.
The winner of the Democratic primary will face the winner of the Republican primary, either David Anthony Wiggins or Shannon Wright, and three other candidates in November, an independent plus representatives from the Green and Libertarian parties. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.